Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. So here's the thing. I have entitled this first episode, Who Am I and Why Should You Care? I'd like to use this time to tell you a little bit about myself and let you know where I'm headed with this podcast series. First, some statistics. According to the American Academy of Pain Medicine, there are over 1.5 billion, that's billion with a B, people worldwide that experience chronic pain. In the U.S. alone, that number is over 100 million. That's more than cancer, heart disease, and diabetes combined. Over 23 million people experience severe pain on a daily basis. That's 23 million people who have pain that interferes with their daily activities of living. I am one of those people. I've had chronic pain for over four decades. And in that time, I've had over 20 knee surgeries, 8 elbow surgeries, including an elbow replacement, 3 spine surgeries, surgeries on both of my shoulders and my foot. I have degenerative joint disease, which affects all of the joints in my body, including my spine. I have fibromyalgia and a connective tissue disorder called benign joint hypermobility syndrome, which is just at the milder end of the spectrum of Ehlers-Danlos hypermobility syndrome. The degenerative diseases and connective tissue disorder create an environment in my body where my bones wear away. It also causes my ligaments and tendons to tear or my bones to break when I fall or twist a joint. I've tried everything to conquer my pain. Physical therapy, exercise, dietary changes or restrictions, acupuncture, weight loss, chiropractors, herbal therapy, Chinese medicine, massage therapy, injections, prescription drugs, many, many rounds of talk therapy, and reading and reading and more reading. And none of these interventions have cured my pain. I'm so tired of reading books or listening to people who tell me what I have to do to be pain-free. They have the cure if I just do what they say. I'm tired of people trying to fix me. I don't want to be anybody's project. It's like one of those shows on HGTV, Fixer Upper. And I don't want to be your personal fixer upper. It's exhausting, it's demeaning, and it doesn't work. It becomes another reason to feel shame about my body and the way it functions, because according to the world, my body doesn't work right. It's defective. I'm defective. When I become your project, or you decide that you know how to fix me, I feel ashamed. Ashamed that I can't fix myself, ashamed that I'm different. I should be feeling grateful to this body of mine because it's been through so much and it continues to live and to function. And instead, I feel shame. Shame because I feel less than other people. Shame because I feel like I was born from a defective or a broken mold. My pain, physical and emotional, may be invisible to you, but it's very real to me every single day. None of this is easy. It's painful to talk about all of this. It's painful to admit my own chronic pain. It's painful to admit my own emotional pain, depression. Chronic pain and depression seem to go hand in hand. I know there are people who will listen to what I'm saying and think I just need to toughen up and get over it. But that's what I've been trying to do for four decades, and it hasn't worked. I've been ignoring and denying my pain since I was a teenager because I thought that was strength. It's taken me all this time to be willing to talk about my pain and its impact on my life, and to realize that there's strength in speaking my truth, not burying it. What people think of me, my vulnerability and honesty, is none of my business. In this podcast, I'm just going to be me. Me as I know me right now. Me with all my imperfections. Have you ever noticed how we use words of war with pain? We conquer it, do battle with it, fight the war against chronic pain, because pain or depression is the enemy. The problem is that when I use those words, I'm engaging in a war against myself, and I don't want to battle myself. I deserve better than that, especially from me. I've been through enough already. Hippocrates said, "Divine is the task to ease pain." I want to help ease pain, help ease physical and emotional pain, ease the pain of living, because all of those can be chronic. And hopefully this podcast will provide a place where you feel heard and understood, knowing that I share your pain. I did a master's degree project on chronic pain called Becoming Who I Am, My Reluctant Journey with Chronic Pain. And it was reluctant. Through that project, I began to see how pain colors my world, how I feel, what I think, what I say, how I act. During that project, I created some contemplative practices to help me become aware of how I interact with myself, with others, and with the world. These practices were designed to help me understand the nature of my mind and how it influences all my interactions, beginning with myself and my pain. Through contemplative practices, we can develop the ability to recognize our unhealthy and unhelpful habits and patterns. After recognition comes the opportunity to choose differently, to transform unwanted patterns and habits in all areas of our lives. So here's the thing. I don't claim to have all the answers, or any of them. What I have is my experience to share, and I know that we learn and grow and change in relationship with each other. I hope that if I share my pain, it will help ease your pain, and possibly my own as well. I've been at this for a long time, and one thing I've learned is that I can only impact this day. I can't do everything at once, and I can't change the past, but today I can do some things. Just this day, I am willing. I'm willing to learn, to grow, to be seen, to listen deeply, to care, to love, to show compassion to others and myself, to show up. Just this day, I'm willing to show up and be vulnerable and authentic with you. I'm excited about this podcast, and I'm excited to see where it takes us all. Please join me each week for another episode of So Here's the Thing. And each week we'll look at chronic pain, spirituality, and the challenges of life, and the impact all of those things have on us. Please follow me at KarenRaines.com and on Facebook at KarenRainsMA. I hope you'll email me with any thoughts, questions, concerns, so we can get to know each other better. My email is Karen@KarenRaines.com. And as soon as I figure it out, I'll be on Instagram at KRaines1111. I'm slightly tech delayed, so be patient with me. I'll see you next week. And until then, remember, compassion first for each other and for ourselves.